With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Michigan father Keith Stonehouse says his anger level has gone down from a 9.5 out of a 10.
Keith Stone?
Keith Stonehouse. Now it's round of three. He says he's not completely ready to laugh about his son using his phone to rack up a $1,000 bill for food deliveries from Grubhub. Stonehouse said he let his son Mason play a game on his phone before bedtime on Saturday night. His wife was out with some friends. He says that's when a car pulled up and dropped a bag off. He thought it was a delivery of supplies, maybe for his wife's bakery. But then more cars kept arriving. And he realized they were delivering food, including jumbo shrimp salads.
Ooh.
Nice.
Chicken shawarma.
All right.
Ice cream and chili cheese fries from restaurants, including Michigan chain Leo's Coney Island. I looked at my phone with repeated messages that my food was getting ready. My food was being delivered. I looked at my bank account, and it was getting drained. Stonehouse received a fraud alert from Chase Bank on over $439 in an order from Happy's Pizza. But a 183 jumbo shrimp order from the same restaurant was, in fact, processed. It was too late to cancel the orders, so Stonehouse, he filled the family's fridge. They had a lot of space, thanks to the bakery, and invited neighbors over to eat. Stonehouse says he also had a talk with Mason, and this is the only part that makes me laugh. I was trying to explain to him this was not good, and he puts his hand up and stopped me and says, "Dad, did the pepperoni pizzas come yet?" I had to walk out of the room. I didn't know if I should get mad or laugh. The parents say they tried to teach Mason that food equals money. We told him we took money out of his piggy bank to pay for this bag of food and this one and so on. Stonehouse says we could tell he was upset. We didn't know how, if it really at all sunk in.
No.
His advice to parents, make sure your important apps aren't front and center before handing your phone to a child.
Kid's got a good palate, though.
How old was the kid?
It doesn't say.
It does not
but
say.
But if the kid doesn't even really absorb the message.
He is 6 years old.
Six years old.
Like chicken swarma. I like that.
This kid, man.
Didn't even know what he was ordering.
Well, he asked about the pizzas.
Well, he did do that. But you know what a pizza is when you're 6 years old.
Sure.
I mean, do you know the difference between a gyro and shawarma at the age of six?
That tells me that he has had chicken shawarma. Maybe he tried part of his dad's chicken shawarma. Hey, Dad, what's that?
Jumbo shrimp? I mean, I see that.
Went jumbo. Sure, man.
I just think it was a good idea to invite everybody over. Like, look, man.
I wish I was that guy's neighbor.
You gotta come help me eat this.
Like, okay.
Oh, all right, I'm on my way. When did you unexpectedly cost your parents money, or when did your kids unexpectedly cost you money? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Vicky. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
So, this is a story about what my daughter cost us money. She was 16, we went on a vacation to Mississippi, and for some reason, she didn't want to go with us.
Then you said Mississippi. So, maybe she heard that part.
She had a boyfriend, and she didn't want to leave him and knew she'd have the house to herself.
Well, she wasn't supposed to have the house to herself. She was supposed to be staying with my mom and dad. But she told my parents that she was spending the night at a girlfriend's.
Mm-hmm.
And her boyfriend went down to our house, which was locked up. And instead of breaking a window like most normal people would to break into a house, he took the pickaxe from our garage and picked a hole from the outside of the house into the bathroom where the shower is.
Wait a minute, wait.
You mean to tell me he busted his way into the house with an axe from the outside in?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Yes. He was really horny.
What were you more upset about that he... Look, there's a lot of things to be upset about here, but I think the first thing I tell my kid is like, look, I get it, you're 16, you're about to get laid, but God damn it, man. Break a window and turn the lock on the door before you take a pickaxe and cut through the house.
Yes. She said she didn't know that's what he was doing, but why would anybody do that? And unfortunately, we were honest with our homeowner's insurance.
Oh, don't do that.
And they said that because my daughter did it and she lives there, they were not going to pay a penny. So we wound up totally redoing the bathroom, the outside of the house, the shower. It cost thousands of dollars.
I bet it did.
Did you just repair it or did you make any upgrades to the bathroom since you're in that position already?
No, we didn't really. I mean, we had to put in a new shower. We had no choice. There was a hole in the wall to the outside.
So was it a tile? Was it a tile shower?
Yes.
Oh, God. He came in the wrong way.
I mean, what? Now, what is the conversation you have with your daughter at that point?
Well, we didn't know it was the boyfriend at first.
All right.
And this was a boyfriend that we, of course, never approved of anyway.
Oh, the one who takes a pickaxe to your house?
Into our house when we were gone. And then finally, she broke down and felt guilty and told us the story.
Hey, man, I was not like that at all. What I always found with my parents, because I got in trouble a lot, not because my parents were mean, but I was terrible at covering my tracks, and I was an awful kid. But a lot of times, as I'm getting in trouble for something, I realized they were done yelling at me about what they thought they knew, and I'm like, cool. So they usually got me for like 80%. There was always more of the iceberg under the surface than there was up top. So I'm like, okay, they're just okay, cool. They don't know, not saying a word.
Did she continue to date that guy? Was he ever allowed back at your house?
He was not allowed back at her house. She did still sneak around and see him until we finally had to get a restraining order against him.
Oh, really?
Ooh.
I bet she was not happy with you, was she?
No.
There's moments your kids can kiss your ass. And like at the point
a restraining order.
You break into my house with a pickaxe?
Like, yeah. Right, yeah.
You can be mad about this. Vicky, are you the one who crashes all the time?
Yes.
Okay, because your son just checked in and said, this is her son. This 100% happened, and it was the dumbest thing ever. Destroyed everything, and the boyfriend was such a giant douche. And I got forced to go to Mississippi. I'm just letting you know he added that part.
Vicky, did you, word on the street is you've already had an accident this year.
I had two last week.
Gee, why are you driving? Seriously, why do you drive?
I had to get to work.
How far is it?
Hang on. If I remember correctly, you're just crossing like Seattle, though, right?
Well, no, I moved up to Covington.
Oh, good. You get to drive farther.
And I still work down there by you guys.
All right. Were both of these accidents your fault?
Yes.
What did you do? Because it sounds to me like you do more damage than this jackass who took an ice pick to the side of your house. Seriously, like cumulatively, you know what I mean? You do more damage by getting to work and back than the guy who took an axe to the side of your
house. Like, I know your son. I know your daughter-in-law. I'm worried. You're not even my mom. And I'm like, I'm worried every day you go to work.
I texted my son when I immediately got into the accident. And all he said was, oh, geez, mom.
Now, are you hitting other cars?
He just rolls his eyes and he's just like used to it.
Are you hitting other cars? Or are you hitting people? Are you hitting stop signs? Like, what is in danger when you're on the road?
I hit a car.
Okay.
Did you run a light?
No, I just switched lanes and there was a car already in that lane.
All right, what happened in the other wreck? What'd you do in the second wreck you did?
I plead the fifth.
You played the fifth on accident number two.
Okay.
All right. And is your car...
I didn't have any accidents in 2020 or 2021.
Yeah, but 2022.
To work at 2020.
Exactly. You're working from home.
It's like saying my bar tab was really low in 2020. Like bars weren't open.
Right. All right. Now, is the car still drivable?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your insurance payment? Does it go up every time you do this? I mean, because,
or is it in a ceiling? Like, we honestly can't charge you anymore.
Like, are we insuring you like you're a 16-year-old new driver now with a rate? Or, I mean, because typically the older you get, the rate goes down.
Right.
But in your case,
yes.
I'm having to think it's kind of more astronomical than not, right?
Well, fortunately, I was just put on my boyfriend's insurance, and they checked my driving record, and there was no accidents that were my fault, so I got a very low rate.
Now, does he...
One week after he put me on his insurance is when I got in the wreck.
Ah.
Yeah, because now you don't have nothing to worry about.
Oh, freedom!
Yeah.
Are your family and your boyfriend and your friends, is this a legitimate concern that they have as far as just...
It's got to be.
...caring for you and wanting the best for you and wanting you to be around? I mean, do they ever bring this up in casual conversation?
No.
They don't. Okay. It's just us.
Because it's useless.
It's just us.
They know it's pointless. It doesn't matter. You're just going to keep driving. All right.
What kind of car do you drive?
Chevy Malibu.
Okay. What color is it?
We're going to keep our eye
out. That's exactly
the
what
point
I'm asking.
Of what this is, because you work somewhere
what
close to
what color is it?
It's white, 2016.
All right. Okay.
Seriously, I'm keeping my eyes peeled.
Noted.
I'm not even joking.
Noted.
It is unbelievable. As soon as she started talking, son texted in and just said, hey, man. So, you know, first thing, just, yeah, this story is true. The pickaxe, I had to go to Mississippi, and then she's also a bad driver. Yes.
I'm just saying, I don't know. She has grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
For now.
Just like, I don't know, find a new route. Like, I don't know, like, is it a car service you just pay a monthly fee for? Is it a bus?
Something.
Like, well, something. It just seems like it's a matter of time before she gets hurt.
It's also an hour commute, wouldn't you say?
Covington?
Here to Covington?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, that's a lot of time in the car. It's a lot of time to mess up.
That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of time for her to hurt
somebody. It depends on the time of the day, I'm sure, and what's going on I-5, but I would have to assume.
She just moved there. I'm almost positive she used to live in Queen Anne or something.
Yeah, but something real close.
Right, I was like, just, like.
She needs to rent an apartment above her place of work.
All right, from here, let's see, to Covington. Right now, in the middle of the day, it is...
Actually, her son just chimed in and says, his mom's lying. We tell her all the time to stop driving.
40 minutes.
Is that what you got?
Yeah. That's what I was like, I'm sure in traffic, but I don't know what time she goes to work.
Doesn't matter. Stay off the road.
Yeah.
I got 55 minutes on mine, but who knows? That is a long way out there, too, man. That is down there. When did you unexpectedly cost your parents money, or when did your kids unexpectedly cost you money? 206-803-RUN.
A lot of people do that commute every day. They don't get in car accidents.
No, I know.
All the time.
I'm just saying, the shorter the drive, the better, right?
Yeah. She shouldn't even walk to her car. No. I feel like as soon as she touches the handle, like the emergency brakes off and it rolls down the hill and hits someone.
Yeah, I don't know about this.
It is amazing. Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Oh, yeah.
How you guys doing?
Doing great, sir. Thank you.
Awesome. Yeah, I real quick wanted to say Pain in the Grass was an awesome night. I love seeing you guys on stage during the Sublime Incubus night. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, man.
I can't remember which night that was. We were down there for a few. Friday.
Thank you, Ted.
Friday.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, grew up in Montana. Had a driver's license at 15 years old. And as any good 15-year-old young lad with a driver's license did, I was driving around drinking beer with my friends. I do not condone that, by the way. So we're driving through alleyways and looking for ways to get in trouble. And we come up on the end of the alley where it meets the street, and it makes like a perfect ramp. So I'm in a 1982 Subaru wagon, which my mother mistakenly gave me to drive at 15. And backed up to the other end of the alley. And if you were walking down the street that day and looked up, you would have seen a Subaru wagon jump from literally one alleyway to the next. Like the entire city street, we were in the air. So needless to say, all of the exhaust system underneath was completely crushed, flat. It was pretty much a total crash.
How did you launch it into the air?
So there's a bit of a ramp at the end.
Oh.
There was a bit of a ramp at the end of the alley where it met the street. I don't know how fast I was going. I know my gas pedal was all the way to the floor. the entire time I was approaching it.
Did you at least scream yee-haw when you went up in there in honor of Dukes of Hazzard?
I think my friend did, yeah. I think my passengers did, yeah.
I just can't believe anybody in a Subaru would actually put the gas pedal down.
An 82 at that.
Right, yeah, it's crazy. Unless it's a WRX.
So how much damage did that do? How much did that cost?
It was a pretty cheap car, so just a few hundred bucks worth of damage. I don't think it was astronomical as far as the money amount, but the mechanic called me out in front of my mom when we were getting it fixed. Usually, you know.
Right. Once again, bedroom colors. I'm here sure are the was. Seven words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
Our question, when did you unexpectedly cost your parents money, or when did your kids unexpectedly cost you money? 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrills.
When did you unexpectedly cost your parents money? Or when did your kids unexpectedly cost you money? 206-803-ROCK.
Real quick, couple of texts here. Says, my daughter, when she was born, unexpectedly cost me over $1 million.
Unexpectedly born?
It's this. Had no idea that she was going to be born with a defect that has a 1 in 2 mortality rate. 50%. Before she was transferred to Seattle Children, she was at Marybridge for 3 hours. And in those 3 hours, the bill was $25,000.
My daughter had a hell of a helicopter bill. And that was probably the equivalent of, should have been a 5 to 10 minute flight.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it took me a half an hour to drive that far. Granted, I was driving the way that I normally drive times 100.
Right.
To get there. But, I mean, when I got that bill, I was like, wow. Yeah. Wow. I mean, it was nothing like, I mean, how long were you up in a helicopter for?
When
you took your tours? 20 minutes, 15 minutes?
Probably about 30 minutes in Hawaii, maybe 15 minutes now.
Was it more than $50,000?
No, Miles, it was not. Okay. It was not $50,000.
No, I'm not saying it was that much.
Yeah.
I'm saying, was it more than that?
No, oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
It was considerably less. In fact, mine were triple digits.
Thank
I'm sure.
God my wife worked for a freaking drug manufacturing company.
How much extra do you think that would? Just all the drugs your daughter God. Needed
they,
after birth.
They absolutely stacked the deck on health insurance for their employees. So thank God that happened.
Yeah.
I know what the total would have been, which was over $100,000. So all of our hospital bills, I know for a fact, were over $1 million.
Right. Easily.
So, you
easily.
Know, but I mean, that's just a tenth of it. Just the ride to get there. You're like, oh, my God.
What? Now, your daughters, one or both were in Girl Scouts, correct?
One.
Okay.
One was in Girl Scouts.
Because you'd guilt me into buying those goddamn cookies.
Correct.
At least one, two.
Correct.
Somebody yes. here says, my daughter was 10 and in Girl Scouts. She was selling the Girl Scout cookies. Well, when the sale was over, the cookies were sent to our house for delivery. Well, she lost the list of the people who ordered, so we had $1,100 of cookies that we did not know who ordered. We ate them and gave them away for a year.
Okay. I did a similar thing. I had, and Ted, you, if you're in band, if you're in sports or any kind of athletics,
yeah.
you do some type of pledge drive, depending. Sometimes you sell pizzas. Sometimes
Always.
You sell whatever. They had these dollar candy bars. At that point in time.
World's finest.
Yes.
They were good.
They were bigger, all right, yeah. than the regular size candy bar. But a dollar for a candy bar was a whole lot of money. I mean, at that time, you could buy a candy bar for like 50 cents. You know what?
Well, at that time, you didn't have a job. So,
right. But I did go out, and whatever the box was, say it's 25 candy bars in a box, I went out and I legitimately sold them. I went and knocked door to door and tried to sell these candy bars, and I sold them all. I put all my money in a manila envelope.
All right.
That well, came with the chocolates.
Correct.
That was like the thing. You got like a case of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Broke it in half, and it had an envelope, and that's where you
exactly.
put the money.
Where's that envelope? No idea. I had the box.
You think someone stole it, or did you just lose it?
I think I probably dropped it walking around the neighborhood. Oh. Someone picked it up and found, you know, $25 in cash in an envelope and said, hey, away we go. But either way, my parents did have to pay for that box of candy, which they were not happy about.
Of course
they
not.
They did know that I was out selling the candy bars. They understood that I lost it. They made me go out and backtrack, basically, everywhere that I'd
That's
been.
That's a famous parental thing.
You know, I just go back to where you were, see if you can find it laying on the ground, whatever the deal was. I have no idea what happened to that damn thing, but they were not happy at all.
Dude, I lost $70 once. Like, I forget how I had the money, but same thing. I was wearing mesh shorts. I didn't have pockets. We're going to
Great
Sports
idea.
Authority to get a new pair of shoes with my brother. And I remember I was like, oh, I'll just put it underneath my hat.
All right.
And he was like, that's a bad idea. I was like, it's fine. So we go. At some point, I take the hat off or whatever, go to check out, and I'm like, I don't have the money. And I'll never forget, the guy checking us out goes, oh, that's funny. Somebody just came through and said they found $70.
Oh!
You're kidding me.
Dude.
Do you know how hard it is to not take your hat off, keep it on? Like, if you have a hat on.
Yeah.
I never really realized how difficult this was until I went and played. I got invited to play at a golf club in Seattle where you cannot wear a hat inside.
Okay.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's just part of the rule, right? When you walk in the clubhouse, you got to take your hat off.
That you know that used to be an old school rule for everywhere.
Yes,
I still do it in restaurants.
I do too.
Bars, I don't care.
I take my hat off.
Yeah, if I'm sitting down to eat dinner at a table, I'll take it off.
I will walk in with said hat on to a bar. But,
sure,
but when I sit at the bar, I take my hat off.
See, I don't mind at the bar.
Yeah, the bar, I don't care.
I just
I'm here to get drunk.
I just do.
But yeah, at a restaurant, I'm definitely
but, like
that.
I'm playing with a hat at the table, and every time I just pop it back on my head, and they're like, "Take your hat off." I'm like, "Oh God!" And I did it like four times. I just couldn't consciously not have my hat on when I'm playing golf. I know I'm not playing golf at that point in time.
Right.
Inside a bar, I'm drinking, man. I'm just, you know, put the hat on. Like, oh, yeah, God.
I mean, even when I wear hats, like, I'll constantly take them off and mess with them. Yeah.
You're that
right?
guy.
Mm-hmm. Like that or
it's like you're on Broadway. Hello.
Right.
I was thinking it's more like I'm still 12 playing baseball. Like, why am I messing with my hat?
I don't know either. That's why I couldn't figure out, like, why am I putting this thing on all the time? Like just leave it.
Because you keep taking it off.
Right. When did you unexpectedly cost your parents money, or when did your kids unexpectedly cost you money? 206-803-ROCK.
Yeah, specifically baseball hat all the time. People like us, it's a strange breed.
Well, if you wear the brim in front. If you got it backwards like me and Mike, you don't think about it.
That's
it's not
true.
In your periphery, right?
Right.
If you see it in your periphery,
correct.
Whatever, you got to grab it.
Yes, I have some flat ones that I like that are fitted. But you're right. When it's in front, I mess with it constantly.
Yep.
And my favorite hat of all time that I've had for like 5 or 6 years, I left it on a bar someplace. And
oh,
I have no idea where in the
no.
hell that is.
See? That's what happens.
Yep, take your hat off of a bar. It's exactly what happened.
What, the Patagonia?
It was just a golf hat that I had.
Oh. Not
had
anymore.
Three stripes down the middle.
Oh, that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that one.
No, you don't. It's gone.
No, it's on my place.
You knew it.
Yeah, I knew it.
Dude, I've done it too.
Well, see, one of the advantages of being bald, as soon as you step outside, you realize you forgot your hat.
Yes.
It's just a weird thing. As soon as you go outside, you're like, oop, gotta grab my hat. Hello, Gary. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Gary.
Hey, I'm not sure how well you can hear me. I have to use my hearing apparatus to be able to speak to you.
Gotcha. Hearing apparatus.
Hopefully you can hear us.
Yeah, I can hear you well. It's a great. I love having them. No, I had my son, 16. I was a single parent in the military, and I was instructor, so I was up really early in the mornings, had to be to work at 4, and I had a rule with my son. I said, before dark, the truck is at the house. Well, he banked on the fact that dad would fall asleep, which I did. And him and his buddy decided to go out, and they found someone to get him some liquor. And I woke up about 10 o'clock that night to a phone call from the police that luckily, I'm glad the police officer started with who he was and that Casey was fine. But, yeah, he wrapped my truck around a tree, my new truck.
Oh, no, new.
What kind of truck was it?
It was a Ford F-150. It was a 06, brand new.
Were you happy that your kid was fine so that when you broke his bones, you knew you were responsible for each bone that was broken?
Exactly. And, yeah, later on in life, he decided he wanted to try to get in a fight with me, and I told him, well, you better just go on, and launched him across the kitchen, and he still came at me, and he woke up the two police officers standing over and put him in cuffs. But that's a different story.
Good times. So at least you got some of it back.
Right.
Yeah, and but you know, it was $7,500 between, plus I lost back then it was like a $24,000 truck. $7,500 with fees, fines. I had to buy him a blow and go, and they wouldn't let me not have him drive. So I had to pay that with the SR insurance, SR-27 right. or something like yeah. that insurance, until he was the age of 18.
So why did they insist that you still let him drive? Because I think his current track record says maybe this isn't a great
until
idea.
Until he's 18.
I don't remember. It had something to do. It was actually here in the state of Washington. I don't remember what the thing was. So I went and found him a $300 Geo Metro that you would spend at least 15 minutes trying to get started without the blow and go on.
I had one, yep.
And it looked like it had been rolled 5-6 times itself before.
Was your truck totaled?
Oh, yeah.
It was. Did you get a new truck after that again, Gary?
Actually, I tinker on trucks, so I went and got a hold of an old 1980 Ford F-150 Ranger, the old last time they made the full-size ones. And I put a racing engine in it and a few other things. So, I enjoyed that. I enjoy that truck.
But, I got to ask you a question, Gary. Did your hearing thing, is that degenerative or did something happen?
No, I burned in on a jump in 96 and along with spinal damage, I said those little bones in your ears that look like dog bones.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have those anymore. I have a partial one, and the other one's just powder.
Does a burn in mean you crashed?
Jumped out. Matter of fact, General Austin, who is the current Secretary of Defense, he was my battalion commander at the time. We were doing a show jump. All the families were there.
Oh.
And wind at altitude and bunch of dignitaries, everything else. Wind at altitude, or it's like 22 knots or something like that. And got blown into the trail edge of the door as we were jumping out of the birds, which I got knocked unconscious.
Oh,
and
God.
The chutes deploy.
Okay.
As my bird was 1,400 feet, but I beat people to the ground 3-4 birds ahead of me because I was unconscious and I was spinning. So the further I fell, the faster I fell, the smaller my chute got.
So were you on a static line? Is that what happened? Probably saved your life?
Yeah, it was a static line jump. It was a static line jump. So it was coming out. But bounced 3 times. One of the times actually snapped the airborne retaining straps off the back of the helmet.
Have you, I know this is going to sound a little bit strange, but I think if I could turn off any senses that I have at any point in time, like if I'm trying to go to bed and there's daylight out, I could turn my vision off, whatever.
Okay.
But I think
as much as you can, it's cold. Close your goddamn eyes.
I know, but still. But like getting on a plane with a screaming kid.
That's the easy one.
Like sleep mask, yeah. Boring conversations with significant others.
Right.
Whatever it is. I mean, have you ever just turned them down, man?
Pretended you're listening.
Right.
Well, I recently just got these the first of this year. I've had these antiquated things before that. But I mean, this is my fourth marriage, so I mean, I didn't really have to worry about turning them off because it's
kind of automatic.
Before I had them all installed, it was automatic.
Fourth marriage?
Yeah.
Why do you keep? I just got to know. I'm always interested. Like, were you divorced three times? Like, at a certain point, I feel like I'd just be like, maybe marriage isn't for me.
Well, it probably would be the case, but. I finally got it right. I just had piss poor selections to that point.
I see. Well, you keep fishing, you're going to catch a fish.
How long have you been married to this one?
First day. This is a record. We're going on 7 years now. I've never made it past.
All right.
Good job. So you pick brides like a claw machine, right? You just go for what you can, but what you get is what you get.
What was it like being able to hear more clearly with these new devices? Was it night and day? Like, just like, oh my God, I can't believe what I can hear now?
Oh, it's actually kind of funny because I hear, like, I'm medically retired, but I'm bored out of my mind, so I do food deliveries and stuff like that. And I'm first day I had him on, I'm walking up to do a delivery, and I'll say the generic version so I don't get the correction thing. Walking up to the door of this house, and I'm hearing the conversation inside the house. I'm like, whoa, this is... So tomorrow I actually go to get him adjusted, but I'm hearing everything going on inside the house, and literally the guy said something, and then a woman says, you do that again, and I'm going to stick my thumb straight up the backside. I'll say it that way.
Yeah.
And I set the food down, and I sit up, and the door opens, and the guy's standing there with the trash bag in his hand. He's looking, and the woman like leans around the corner, and she just got the funniest grin on her face. Because I know they know I heard it, because I shouldn't have heard it 10, 15 feet from the door, but I did. And I just turned around. I said, there's food. Turned around, walked away. Mm-hmm. I was laughing so hard.
You should have told the guy, hey, protect your ass.
It's really cool, because if you're in a busy area, I can actually look at something, and I push this button on my phone that's tied to them, and it will zoom in. So I can hear conversations from people. A lot of stuff I really don't want to hear, and I've heard a lot of weird stuff so far.
I would bet. Or if you're, like, look, you're at a concert. It's loud. Sure. It's just, it's not that it's too loud. You just get on your phone.
Turn it down.
I can turn it down, yeah.
That's
Well, actually, I went to the Styx concert, and I just didn't wear anything at all. But we were in row three, so it was fine. But
I only would have turned it down if Dennis DeYoung were singing.
Did you throw your underwear at Tommy Shaw?
No, I did not. But a woman, a seat over, was throwing articles of clothing. Yes.
Yeah, I believe so.
Man, oh, man. Yeah.
You're a hot 70-year-old dude. Here, I'm a bro.
It's a little bit bigger now.
You can carry melons in it. Carry a bowling ball on each side.
The group.
Walk into the bowling alley with just holding a bra and two balls.
The roadies can use it.
When did you unexpectedly cost your parents money, or when did your kids unexpectedly cost you money? 206-803-RUN.
If marriage licenses didn't cost money, I can't get past that. He's been married four times.
I know, man.
Do you think the state, like, say the state made no money off you getting married.
Okay.
Do you think they'd just be like, no?
No.
Right? Like, I still say it's like baseball. You try three times. Right? Like, look, I love playing baseball.
You tried three times, you're out.
Right. I love playing baseball when I was a kid. When I was 13 or 14, I got cut. I wasn't good enough. Like, at what point does the state just say, sir,
right,
you're cut?
Maybe you should have that job, dude.
Oh, I
work for the state, you know what I mean? Like, you're the guy that hands out the license. Like, come on, man.
Your fourth marriage.
How much money have you lost?
Come on, man.
First, just why?
You lost a half?
You're already over 50.
Yeah.
You can live together.
Right.
You can be, you know, I'm not saying you can go out and not be with her and stuff. Buy her a ring.
Right.
You're in a relationship. Why do you need this piece of paper, sir?
Look, right. When you get married the first time, you lose half. The second marriage, you lose half that half. Now you're the fourth.
Right.
The next time you get divorced, you've lost
an eighth.
Now you got an eighth.
So you're down to a 16th. Right.
Basically, you had a whole pie. And now, like the person who doesn't want to grab the really small piece of pizza that looks all, you know, bubbly and ugly and they cut it weird. That's you. That is you.
That's the slice you got left.
That's it, man. For retirement, for your house, everything else, you've taken all that money. And because you decided to be in relationships, you have a sliver left.
No, because he decided to get married.
Right, yeah. Correct.
You kept inviting people over to eat your pizza, and you knew they were greedy. And so you said, how about you? Do you want some pizza? And they were greedy. And you said, I'm going to try this again. You want some pizza? I got some pizza. Go ahead. Oh, man, I ate all my pizza.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Eventually, a coach got to sit you down and just say, son, you're not good enough.
Right.
You're terrible.
That's what they should do. When you go to the courthouse, there's just a list up. Your name, unlike making a team, if your name's on it, right.
You get to interview all the old wives, too.
Sure.
Yep. Find out what really
happened. I have a lot of good.
They all have the same common thing with you, man. So, and yes, it is a penis thing.
Oh.
Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
You're not going
to
want to hear this.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Are you sure you and your small penis want to get married again today? I've got it on good authority.
Quick shout out to all my faithful men's room listeners at Bowers Plumbing in Tacoma. Love you guys. So when I was younger, I used to go every summer over to Montana there and stay with my buddy on a farm there. His grandma had kind of inherited, her husband had passed away. So she kind of let us have free range. It was like 20 acres, let us drive the tractor. I was like 11. So we'd drive this tractor out around back where she couldn't see the far end of the property. And it's got a scooper. So my buddy starts digging this trench like we're going to build this underground support. Literally, we spent a month doing this, and we're just...
Whoa.
It's the size of a swimming pool and 6 foot deep, right?
So you dug that big of a hole?
Yeah, seriously, with this tractor. And so we, you know, we get cut some trees down, and we build, like poles, and we put the plywood over the top, and we cover it with grass. So now we have this small swimming pool underground thing going with grass over the top, can't see it, there's a hatch, all the cool stuff. Well, the 4th of July comes, and we're out back there lighting off fireworks, and he sets some of the grass on fire, and his grandma sees the smoke come up from the house over the back of the property, and she calls the police and calls the fire department. Well, they come screaming out there, and we're kind of running away from this area, and they drive over the area that we had put over, and this fire truck goes slamming into the ground in this 6-foot dish and smashes the front of the fire truck. And I don't know what the settlement was or what happened, but I had to go home early that summer, and I don't know what the settlement was, but it was a pretty big movie there.
Yeah, fire stuff, I know for a fact, is some of the most expensive equipment.
It has to be, right?
You think an ambulance is expensive? You have no idea. We used to have a volunteer fire department in the neighborhood that I grew up with. They had a fundraiser every year. They did a rattlesnake feed and hunt, and that's how they made money. The majority of their money they did, people took donations. And I remember every single year, Russell McCormick would get up there, and he would show you from last year what they were able to buy.
Right.
From all the proceeds. I am not kidding you. One year he stood up there, then a nozzle for a hose.
Oh, God.
They were able to buy one nozzle.
That nozzle.
One nozzle. That was it. I'm just like, how expensive is this crap,
hey,
man?
But money well spent.
Yeah. Who Sucks Less? Coming up, you are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly
parts.